know, dogs don't speak English, French, or Japanese. So when it comes to communicating with a dog, we have to tap in to their heightened senses. I'm Robin James, a leading dog expert, trainer, and behavioralist from Master Dog London. Whether you're a first-time owner with a brand new puppy or a seasoned owner experiencing behavioral problems, I'm here to help. Today we're going to speak about toilet training outside and taking your dog to the same place if that's what you need to do. So some of my clients like their dog to be able to go outside after meals, go to somewhere very close to their house as their turn to place to go. So let's talk about that for a while, because actually it is all about rinse and repeat. So if there is a particular place you want your dog to go and you don't have a garden, yes, it is possible, and I have many clients' dogs who I've trained to do exactly that. We take the dog to that spot, and when we're doing toilet training outside, please don't be the person who's going potty, 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 potty. Allow your dog to go naturally to the toilet, and when they're going to the toilet and they've finished going to the toilet, then tell them good boy or girl for potty. You're going to be a lot cooler in the park, and you're actually tuning in the word potty with what the puppy has just done, which makes much more sense. AstroTurf is a subject which comes up very often with my clients, and as a rule, I'm usually against it, unless it is actually dog-friendly AstroTurf, and even then I'm still against it. Dogs need to touch the real grass. It's really important to them. They actually pee on the Earth's magnetic line. I think it's a north-south-west axle, and they need that grass and they need to go to it. So look after your grass for them, which means do seed it, do cut it, do clean up obviously routinely after them, so it doesn't become a mess out there and it's still a place that you can enjoy. Both of you can enjoy, you and your dog. Thank you for listening to this episode of Master Dog. If you are struggling with dog ownership and need my assistance, you can find me online at master.dog. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow. I'm Robin, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Master Dog.